Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information. Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Welcome back to The Cinnamon Effect. I'm Kimberly Hand, solo on the mic.
Hey there, and welcome to the Cinnamon Effect podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Hand, and I'm thrilled to have you with me on this vibrant journey of discovery and growth. This podcast is your go-to space for embracing intention, where you'll find clarity on your unique path, deepen those meaningful connections, and unleash your creativity like never before. We'll explore how to build unshakable confidence and celebrate the beauty of gratitude, all while savoring the calm that consistency brings to our lives. Thank you for being with me. Let's sprinkle a little cinnamon into your day and make life sweeter, healthier, and more fulfilling.
Okay, so last year around Christmas time, I did an episode about not committing to too much over the holidays, not decorating your house like a winter wonderland if it doesn't resonate with you, if you don't have the time to clean it up, if it's going to stress you out. Don't do it. I said, don't do it. But in that episode, I talked about the invisible load of motherhood and what that is. I kind of briefly touched on it, but I wanted to go a little bit deeper into this invisible load of motherhood because it resonated with a lot of my listeners, a lot of my mamas out there. And I think there are a lot of invisible loads, okay? This is like a make-believe like backpack that you are carrying day to day. It actually, by definition, refers to the unpaid, unacknowledged mental, emotional, and physical labor required to manage a household and family. Okay? That's the invisible load of motherhood. It includes constant planning, organizing, and anticipating of needs, often falling disproportionately on moms. Okay? Even when they work full-time. So the burden can lead to burnout, stress, resentment, relationship strain, because the work is constant and it's a cognitive and emotional effort that's overlooked. So that there is actually a definition for it. I did not make up this term. And at the time that I heard it, I don't recall where I heard the term, the invisible load of motherhood. But I think about this and I think about it as like a backpack of a load of things that I'm carrying around all the time. I do think that fathers have invisible loads also. But today we're talking about the invisible load of being a mom. But fathers, I think, have that invisible load of being providers for their family. So I don't want to discount what they're going through, but we are talking about what it's like to be a mom and that your brain is constantly just filled with the doctor's appointments that need to be made, remembering every single thing that you need to take on a vacation, doing all of the social obligations for your entire family, buying the birthday pr- present and, you know, remembering the, you know, anything on the calendar, like scheduling and making sure that all the activities are gotten to. And, you know, these things that keep us feeling frazzled, I guess I want to say, is like, because there's constantly something on your brain, not to mention the actual load of just being a mom and worrying about your children, worrying about if you're making the right decision by doing something for them, or, you know, with disciplining and how you relate to your child, wondering and thinking like, oh, but I said this, and should I not have said this? And, you know, just this whole load that takes over our brains. And I know if you are a mom listening to this, that you can relate to this. And it's so funny because I was just thinking about the social calendar. And my husband is one of those people that never has any idea. I hope he's listening to this because he never has any idea what day of the week it is. I know you're going to think I'm crazy. Today is Friday. He thinks, which is funny because I feel like Friday has a certain vibe. It has a certain feeling. He could think that today is Tuesday. Like he could be that far off. It's just like, it feels ridiculous to me. But so a social calendar or a calendar in general is not something that he abides by very well. So that is part of my invisible load that I do that for him and for my son. Okay. So how do we get ourselves into carrying this heavy backpack of stuff that we're doing? And we're just kind of taking over these things in our life. And we're probably taking over these things for other people, right? And part of it is because of traditional gender roles. So
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
If it is being, well, that's what moms do, or that's what dads do, right? Or moms just do this. Moms just make all the beds in the house, or, you know, mom does the laundry, or all the things that moms do because moms have just done it for a very long time. And we're people pleasers, we're nurturers, we're caregivers, and we've just done this over the, it's a tale as long as time, right? We've just done this for so long. And other people don't feel this obligation to take it on, but somehow we do. We always feel this obligation to take it on. We want to be a superwoman in everyone's lives, and we have done this to ourselves to a certain extent, okay? And it's funny because I just addressed this with my husband. I said to him, why is it that I have to cook? Why is it that I'm the one that has to cook? I get it because the moms typically are the ones that cook, right? In the house, cook dinner. And I said, I don't really enjoy it that much. I used to enjoy getting in the kitchen more. That was kind of more in my plant-based days. I loved creating. I would make homemade almond milk and, you know, all this stuff. And I really like enjoyed that. But I don't enjoy it as much anymore. I used to like to make stuff for myself, but we're a family of three now. I can't just make stuff for myself. So I said, why is it that I have to be the one to cook? So we actually flipped this around and he is doing more of the cooking these days. We kind of just flipped this role. I addressed it with him. I said, you actually like to cook. He's a hunter and a fisherman. And so he likes to like cook the meat and he likes to grill the fish and he likes to tend to the meat that he has provided for the family. So I said, okay, why don't you, because it seems like you really enjoy this, why don't you do it? And it was like mic drop, like, why don't you do this? And he was like, he had to think about it. And he's like, okay. So the majority of the nights now, he's kind of taking over the food. I'm making the side dishes, which I happily will do. It's less, it's again, like less mental load of like figuring out what we're going to have. He's kind of dictating, okay, this is what we're going to eat tonight. And then I'm accompanying it with sides, which feel very easy for me to do. And I would say this has raised the happiness level in my home exponentially, for me especially. But I think he's finding joy in it. So we flipped that role. And I'm telling you this because if you are struggling and you are thinking like, oh God, my day would be so much better if I did not have to worry about this, then why not try to lighten that load on yourself and delegate that, or ask if your partner will help you or if they would take over a certain thing? Because I think that we have things that we're good at. And I think there are things that I'm great at and there are things that he's great at. And so why not give him more of the things that he's really good at and give me more of the things that I'm really good at? And can we divide and conquer in that way to where we are happier? So we are happier. Another thing, my husband will run out to the store like for anything. He will go 2-3 times in a night if he has to, if he forgets something or whatever. Or if I say, oh my gosh, I would love for you to go pick this up. That is like the worst thing for me. I hate it. Like if I've just gotten home and I realize I need to go pop out and get something, I just don't like it. I don't want to do it. And that's something that he does not mind doing. So he always knows that he's going to be like the one that's going to like pop out to the store. So is there a way that you can kind of flip the roles around and lighten your load? Okay, moms, I'm challenging you to find at least, let's say, 2 things that you can do this with, because I just think like you could just lighten that load on yourself and get someone else to do it if they find joy in it. And yes, are we going to find joy in everything? No, we're not. We're not going to find joy in everything. But I think you can maneuver things like, oh, you know what? I actually enjoy doing laundry. I have always liked laundry. I still do the laundry and I love it. And that is my wheelhouse. And I do not want anyone to do the laundry. I do not want my husband to do the laundry because let me tell you, every time he does it, he makes a mistake. And I'm not into that. So like, let me do my own laundry. Okay. Now I piled it on to myself recently because I am moving. I mentioned in a previous episode, I'm moving. And I created a whole new position for myself and a whole new load in my backpack, okay? I turned myself into the organizer, the finder of all things, the orchestrator of life in my house right now because of this moving process. Things are in boxes. They're out of boxes. I'm staging things, you know, to like, I think we're going to need this in the next couple days while we're moving. I'm packing the rest of it away. So everyone is asking me where everything is. And I did it because I wouldn't really let anyone else touch it. That's just the way I am, a little bit of a control freak in that way. I wanted to organize everything perfectly. So when it comes out of the box at the new house, that it's going to be organized perfectly. So I created this load and I created stress on myself. So I am admitting it. And they're asking me every 5 minutes, like my son's like where his favorite shorts are. My husband's saying, why did you pack the Ziploc bags away? Also, where's his favorite coffee mug, his favorite Yeti with the top? Like everything is everywhere right now. So I did it to myself and I know it's going to be over soon, but you know, we do that. And I think if you're anything like me and a lot of moms, again, we want to be superheroes. We want to be the orchestrator of all things. And so sometimes we have to realize when we do this purposefully to ourselves and when we can avoid and when we can delegate. In hindsight, I should have delegated more of the process, but I did want to have full control over this. So I increased my load. And I just have to deal with the consequences of that. So Okay, so we're dealing, you're probably running through all these scenarios in your head of how you, what is in your invisible load? And what are the things that maybe you can bring to the surface and talk to your partner about? And how are you going to do that? And what are you going to try and get off your plate? So I just challenge you to find some of these things that you can establish a boundary with your partner. You can say to your husband or wife, and you can say, listen, I really just don't like doing that. I don't know, anything in your household. I don't like doing that. I don't want to manage the social calendar. I want you to start taking our kid to the dentist appointment or whatever it is. So finding those things and trying to delegate, because why are we trying to delegate? Because this load leads to resentment and anger and relationship issues if we don't do it. Moms, okay? So we need to
feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Do that. And I think we need to ask for help. We need to delegate. We need to set boundaries. But we also need to carve out time for ourselves. And I think when you feel taken care of as a person, and you have had that time for self-care, that you don't mind doing some of the things that are in your backpack. You don't mind doing them because you feel taken care of. You feel restored, relaxed. So finding a restful time for yourself, whatever that may be, it's different for everyone, whatever you consider the best recharging for yourself so that you're not ready to like tear someone's head off because you have to, you know, you have to take the kid to the doctor's appointment or whatever. But there's a caveat to this because I feel like really the true rest comes from being in your house by yourself. Okay. That is like my secret, like, I don't know. That's just like the thing that I want to be doing the most is I want to be in my jammies. I want to crank the air down really low. I want to be curled up in my bed. I want to have like a cup of tea, or I want some like dark chocolate. I want to be able to watch Netflix. I want to chill in my own house. That is not easy to do, especially if you're a mom. When are you in your house by yourself? It's like, I feel like it's one of the most impossible things. I've actually gotten a babysitter and I have told them that I am going to be in my room with the door locked and to just leave me alone, pretend like I'm not even here. But, you know, if you are the partner of someone, like I do like to do this for my husband, and I think he realizes it. Like, I like for him to be at the house by himself for some time. And maybe I do it because I want that same in return. I like to just be at my house by myself for a little while in the quiet. And I can do anything I want to do. Because if you're like me, it feels almost stressful sometimes to think that, oh, I need to go and relax and restore and do some self-care, but I have to leave my home to do it because my husband and my kids are at home and I need to be the one that goes somewhere else. So going to get a massage, getting a facial, great. But like sometimes we want to just be in our house for some quiet, restful time. Are you with me? I feel like you're with me, even though I'm talking to myself right now. I feel like you guys are with me on this. So if you're listening, husbands, please give your lady some time at the house by herself so that she can just chill and not feel like she has to go out somewhere to get this self-care and this rest and relaxation. She wants to draw a bath at her house. She wants to use her new bath salts and light a candle, okay? So, and I think when you can do that and when you can have that quiet time in your house, that it leads to maybe more of a gratitude for the things that you get to do to care for your home and care for your family. But That is a very important piece of it. And it was something that's been on my mind because I did have a babysitter recently and I said, oh my gosh, I love that she's here, but I just don't want to leave my house. Like, that's not what I envisioned to like restore myself today is leaving my house. So think about that next time and give mom a chance to relax and unwind at her own house. Okay. that is my public service announcement for you guys today. So the invisible load of motherhood, how do we lessen those loads? How do we change these traditional roles that we've always had in our house? We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it with our partner. We need to figure out what's going to work best for everyone. And it's just a little tip. And last year we talked about it in context of the holidays. And it's that holiday time again. So this always just is on my mind around this time of year because I see the moms out there and they are decorating and they're baking the cookies and they're going to the Christmas parties and they're preparing the snacks for the school and they're doing all these things. And I just feel like, wow, women are incredible. But I know that doing all of that leads to this heaviness for some of us. And so I just wanted to give my tips and how I've done it in my own life. And maybe it'll inspire you to switch up some of the roles in your household and lessen that load in your backpack. I am wishing you all an incredible holiday season. I can't wait to connect with you guys again in the new year in 2026. But keep that invisible load in your mind and figure out how you can restore yourself and just lessen that load on yourself. And I wish you guys happy holidays, and I will talk to you next time on The Cinnamon Effect.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Cinnamon Effect. If you enjoyed our time together, don't forget to hit that follow button on your podcast app and sprinkle a little love by leaving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Your support means the world to me. For even more goodness, check out the show notes where you'll find links to some of my favorite products. And don't forget to visit thecinnamoneffect.com to connect with me directly or to grab your TCE gratitude journal, your next step towards a more grateful life. I can't wait to spice things up with you again next time. Stay vibrant, stay inspired, and remember to add a little cinnamon to your life every day.
Enjoy the best of Arizona and kick off 2026 with a first day hike on January 1st. Explore the beauty of the Sonoran Desert at one of our southern parks. Visit our northern parks for cooler weather hiking. Head west for a Colorado River hike. Start the new year right and enjoy a free first day hike to celebrate America's 250th anniversary. There's no better time to go outside. Visit azstateparks.com/FDH to learn more.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.